This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Yeah. This week, I get back the Remington 870 Reclamation Shotgun, which 50% of the reclamation is going to be the Boyd's Gun Stock, the At-One 870 Shotgun Stock that is on it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. First, a little public service. Well, no, not a public service. Sort of a FYI. Next year, the show is going to go harder multimedia than I've ever managed to take the show before. And to that end, tomorrow, I will actually, during showtime, I'll either be in transit on my way back, but I probably will be in transit on my way back. But tomorrow, I'm going to be going and taking a one-day one-on-one seminar with one of the best hip-hop videographers out there. Now, the reason I've had to go to hip-hop is because I was looking for somebody that shoots people in motion. I want to have whatever I bring to you, I want it to be better than what I've done so far, and I want it to be better than what other offerings are out there. I'm not going to be the next Hickok 45. I'm not going to be the next Military Arms Channel, the next Such, the next Iraq Veteran, 888888. I'm not going to be any of those guys because they've already built their niche. I have to build my own niche. And because by profession, I'm in radio, for the video portion of it, I have to go to get an outside source to teach me, because everything I've done up to this point has been self-taught. So tomorrow, I'll actually be taking, and what will be the reason I went with hip hop is I couldn't find any rock people, and this guy is close enough to me to where I can go to him, and he is somewhat of a renowned hip hop video shooter, and he shoots video in a lot of the same way with a lot of the same tools that I use, because I don't have a camera crew. I mean, with what I do with Genesis, having my producer, my board op guy there that's there, this is about as polished as I can get right now and actually say, well, I got people for that. But with video, it's pretty much just me. So I need to up that game. And that's what I will be doing. I will be getting ready for 2019 by upping that game. Now, we're already going to do some stuff that's going to be fun. First thing we're going to do is in November, we're going to go to Nighthawk Custom, and I'm going to spend a week out there, and I'm going to figure out a way to do the show from there. If I have to rent a piece of equipment and have it shipped out there to them, I'll do it. And I will be doing a lot of this video that I'm going to actually put into play when I'm going to learn tomorrow at Nighthawk Custom in November. So there you have it. That's what's coming up with that. This will actually be something good for the show coming up next, for the next year or so. As we attempt to rule the world. I wish I had the pinky in the brain thing for that one. I'll have to find that. I'll have to find that one. Yeah, I'll have to find that. One thing that, one of the police departments in, in Washington State. I saw this earlier today. They discovered something that we've been saying all along, which I don't know. And I guess now that they're saying it, there must be, I don't know, something. Now it gives it credence or something, I guess. I don't know. They have been outfitting their rifles with suppressors. And they discovered that suppressors actually do a really good job of saving your hearing. So, to that end, this sudden discovery that they have is, I don't know what that will do as far as, you know, we have the Hearing Protection Act out there right now, and it's already passed the House and it's in the Senate. Maybe this is something we'll pick up in after the midterms. I don't know. With the Kavanaugh circus, there's been an awful lot of stuff that has fallen to the side. And now everybody's in election mode. So sitting back and for us to sit back and hope that something might get picked up, well, probably not very realistic. But having said that, it's still out there, that and national carrier reciprocity, which I guess we'll see. I don't know. Also today, Pocahontas, her nationality, her percentage of Native American heritage has been discovered, which is 1/1,000th. Which I don't know if you can get that much DNA from a Native American by shaking their hand or not. That doesn't sound like very much, does it? Which part of her is the Native American part of her? But those two things and the video thing I just wanted to make, you know, those two things sort of struck me as sort of funny and silly at the same time, because we've been saying that about suppressors for a long time. In England, where you can't buy the gun to go with it very easily, you can go buy the suppressor at a hardware store. They're an over-the-counter item. There is no background check. There's no licensing. There's no nothing. And this is why American gun control is so skewered, in my view, simply because there's no consistency to it. There's no consistency to it. How can New York or New Jersey or California or Maryland or any of these states that are big gun control states, Hawaii, how can they sit there and say that guns, this is not allowed because people having guns cause crime, and yet everywhere else, literally everywhere else, where there are guns, those crime figures they're talking about, that they're touting, that they're saving, those don't exist. Where in Chicago, where the claim is that all of these guns can come from out of state, and because of their lax gun control laws, why aren't they just absolute cesspools of crime? Why isn't that happening? Why is it that they all go to the sinkhole that is the gun-free zone? Well, it's because it's the sinkhole that is the gun-free zone. It's a very easy place to be criminal. And in Chicago, it's not nearly as, you know, it's not nearly as much of a slam dunk as it used to be. There are concealed carriers in Chicago. I can't imagine what they had to go through to get that permit, but there are some. So, to that end, I just found that interesting, that gun control, on the one hand, it's just a patchwork. It's just so inconsistent. No matter where they practice it, it's inconsistent. Here in the United States, they say that the report of a gun is, you need to be able to hear that so you know how to dodge or something stupid. I don't know exactly how they put it. However they put it, it's absolutely nonsensical. There were no suppressors in Las Vegas, no, were there? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This portion of the show brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Sock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Dateline, Arizona. There, they breathlessly await the latest treasure unearthed from the social media and YouTube archives of Democrat Senate candidate Kristen Sinema, who I guess this is sort of why Christine Blasey Ford wiped hers. Maybe Kristen Sinema should have wiped hers as well. Because in her social media, she calls her own state crazy. And she calls Arizona the meth lab of democracy before explaining to her 9/11 truther pal that she is cool with Americans that go to Afghanistan and then fight for the Taliban. So all of you right now, we should be waiting for the next thing to pop up, which should be on the order of something like a video of her with Jane Fonda slowly roasting a bald eagle over a fire made from burning flags at an Antifa picnic. This highly innovative Democrat strategy of picking candidates who hate the very people they seek to represent, to me, seems a little counterintuitive, but they keep doing it. Pantsuit. You know, that's the genius that our FritoCon betters instructed us we were morally obligated to vote for because Trump likes hot women. Called us deplorable. And, you know, it's bad enough not to bother to campaign in Wisconsin. It's outright insane to basically call up Wisconsin and yell, "You suck and I hate you," when you're running for president. Before hanging up and pouring yourself yet another goblet of Trader Joe's house label Chardonnay. But nobody's calling the Democrats sane anymore. They're just being, you know, honest finally. And, you know, they're in it for themselves. You know, they like to increase their own wealth and power. They've had quite the sweet little grift going on. But then we got all kinds of uppity and elected Trump, and that's just not going to do. Now, if we're lucky, we have to be ignored. And if we're not lucky, we have to be crushed if they get the chance. And if we are stupid enough to give up our guns and ammo, and they really, really hate Trump's America First agenda. And why shouldn't they? They didn't really consider themselves Americans, not like a normal American would. A normal American thinks of our American citizenship as a badge of honor. The Democrats think that's something they have to apologize for to a Canadian tourist that they meet in Barcelona. Our elitists see themselves not as citizens of the United States, but as something better, more enlightened, more moral. They are citizens of the world. But that's sort of dumb, isn't it? Because there are no citizens of the world because there is no world. What we have here is a collection of nation states and tribes and sects and other groups inhabiting this giant space rock. And you can be part of one or more of them, but there is no world. There is, however, a transnational globalist elite that shares the same stupid values and beliefs and taboos. And that's who our useless elite identifies with. Whether it is some herring-gobbling Nord dork in Oslo or some Marxist puppetry prof in Pomona or some gender-confused EU functionary in Brussels or some CNN gibbo who gets huffy when the peeps call mobs mobs, the transnational global elitist share more in common with each other than with their own people. And it is their fellow elitists and not us to whom that they are loyal. They've been trying to inflict all of the tenets of their own little scripture on us forever. They all buy into the weird weather religion which requires that they sacrifice your money and your sovereignty on the altar of slightly lower temperatures, maybe in a couple of centuries. They all buy into the notion that third world foreigners who ignore the immigration laws we passed have more right to be in our countries than we do, and that we owe them a living as well. They all buy into the notion that free thought and free expression are wonderful concepts as long as we don't abuse them by disagreeing with the transnational globalist elite. Israel is bad for not letting his people be butchered. Normal people are racist. And it's not just the men who are, you know, have man tackle. And democracy, well, they're all for it as long as we vote the right way. If not, then the bureaucrats should make the decisions. And The key tenet here is for them to be firmly in control. The problem is that normal people around are just rejecting that. You've got a lot of rebel parties coming up in Europe, and Brexit and, you know, the victory of Trump, they're all a reaction to an elite that refuses to put the interests of the people of their own countries ahead of the interests of their transnational globalist cocktail party pals. Wear a MAGA hat in front of one of them and watch them come unglued. Watch them come unglued. You know. Between illegal immigrants and American citizens, they side with the illegals. Between anyone else and us, they always side with anyone else. And, you know, this November, right? This November, just a few weeks, the people of Arizona and across the country need to decide whether they want to turn our government over to people who hate us or over to people that Trump is beginning to get to move in the right direction to at least maintain the republic. Trump has come a long way. I mean, it, you know, in a performance-driven profession, he is performing. He is performing really, really well. I'm not hung up about what he says. I'm not hung up about what he does. I'm not hung up about it being on Twitter. What I am enjoying is what he does. Okay? Every president out there had little idiosyncrasies. Trump's is that he is obnoxious. And he is obnoxious to the right people. He's compassionate to the right people. Right now everybody's going, but Bill, you're being divisive to the right people, Bill. What are the right people are the normal people. Not the elitists. He looks at elite Republicans the same way. Maybe he's sitting around going, you know, this Kavanaugh thing, this was a brilliant piece on my mind. This is a brilliant move for me to make to nominate him for this. And I wasn't even thinking along those lines. I just wanted him to be on the Supreme Court. But this is greatness. This is greatness because now all of these nervous Nellies, they're going to get active and they're going to be effective. This is going to be great. I might actually be able to pass a law or two. We'll see. It just depends on who we keep in power. We could go against conventional wisdom once again. We've already done it once in recent memory. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented wear counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king to discuss the fate of the Washington Post journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. President Trump was asked about this as well on Monday.
The king firmly denied any knowledge of it. He didn't really know. Maybe, I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon, but his was a flat denial.
On Monday, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump toured parts of Florida and Georgia to get a look at the damage sustained from Hurricane Michael firsthand. And finally, Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, died Monday from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, his family said in a statement. He was 65 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Okay. Now you're about to think I've lost my mind. But this is the way you deal with political correctness. I just realized that my, let's see, there we go. Air conditioner was off. If you've ever picked up a video game that features other characters that are controlled by a computer, then you've run into non-player characters or an NPC. NPCs serve a host of different functions depending on what the program you're playing with needs them for. They're the villagers in Skyrim. They're Toad from Super Mario Brothers, and they're the ghosts in Pac-Man. NPCs may have dialogue. They may have patterns. They may have personality. But at the end of the day, they're just a program with a preset behavioral pattern decided for them by a developer. Now, let's pretend we're talking about this from the top. If you've ever stepped onto a college campus or a protest demonstration that features people with neon-colored hair screaming at the tops of their lungs about identity politics or a social concern, then you've run into a social justice warrior or a SJW. SJWs serve a host of different functions depending on what activists, politicians, and the media need them for. They're the crazed people trying to beat down the Supreme Court door, the Antifa members threatening motorists, or the male feminist roundhousing a woman for expressing a pro-life view. SJWs may have dialogue, patterns, and personality, but at the end of the day, they're just a program with a preset behavioral pattern decided for them by professors, activist groups, or the media. The comparison between the NPC and the SJW is pretty striking while simultaneously being hilarious. The social justice warriors, not known for their individualism. All of their beliefs seem to be uniform no matter what college or protest you go to. Even if you bring the facts that debunk their beliefs, they can't or won't deviate from their truth. They think that they're told what they're told with seemingly no capacity for critical analysis, and once their dialogue tree runs out on a certain subject, they either clam up or begin shouting a phrase over and over again like Black Lives Matter, hey, hey, ho, ho, has got to go, whoever you want to say, or no justice, no peace, and you get the idea. This is awfully reminiscent of the way the NPCs interact with gamers in the virtual world. Outside the bounds of what the programmers gave them, the NPCs aren't capable of doing much else. Talk to one enough and eventually they'll run out of things to say and begin repeating the same phrase over and over again. They even made a joke about it in the Jumanji sequel. Now, since the gaming community is no stranger to the behavior of SJWs thanks to the Gamergate movement, it was probably only a matter of time between someone made the connection between the behaviors of the pre-programmed NPC and the indoctrinated SJW. And thus, the NPC meme was born, and gamers have been referring to SJWs as NPCs with hilarious effect. Interestingly, the same SJWs that weren't long ago calling gamers sock puppets in order to dehumanize and devalue them for speaking out against identity politics in gaming are now offended that gamers are using the NPC term to insult them. Kotaku, one of the most social justice-laden news outlets in the gaming industry, actually had the lack of self-awareness to release an article titled How the NPC Meme Tries to Dehumanize SJWs, wherein the author assumedly didn't stop after writing the following paragraph and after a moment's self-reflection asked, are we the baddies? So you have this from Kotaku. It's one thing to claim that a person's strongly held views are informed by nothing at all, but entirely another to imply that they're completely on autopilot. That is dehumanization, a way of reconceiving your enemies as objects, pawns, straw men, tools, at best dismissing large swaths of people you disagree with this way, betrays a lack of empathy for people whose experiences differ from yours, and an unwillingness to consider that if a vast number of people happen to agree over something, it may be good to examine why. At best, it is a great utility for spreading bogus conspiracy theories. Now, I'm in full belief that even SJWs have the capacity for rational and critical thought. The fact that they choose not to employ it, however, even in the face of brutal facts, earns them the label of NPC. You can see it. If you want to see it really, really well illustrated, you need to go search on YouTube. And it's going to be hilarious when you watch it. Search on YouTube for Ben Shapiro College Talks and watch the NPCs of college come up to him and accuse him of all kinds of things. Or even Milo Yiannopoulos. He is brutal to them. I mean, they'll come up there and they'll be like saying he's this and that and everything. He'll keep debunking them and then they go, well, you're racist. Last thing they can throw, you're racist. If your entire identity revolves around the superficial and your entire belief system revolves around instructions from somebody else, then you're about as good as a computer program. If you won't engage in civil debate and instead scream a tired phrase at people when you run out of things to say, then there's no person there. Just a shell. that somebody else is speaking through. Or an NPC. Whatever you want. Whichever is easier to say. To this end, I say this. You know, where there are real problems, we should all work together to try to, to fix and address these. However, I don't know if they can bring themselves to that realization. I don't know if they're going to ever say to themselves, we could work with these people and they would maybe help us. I don't think they're going to see that. I don't think they're going to believe that. And until they do, I mean, we can only meet them halfway. We can't take it all the way. They got to be willing to be a part of it. And no, we don't have to be willing to learn from them. We already know. We already know. So we don't need to live in their version of their reality. Their reality is based upon what they've been told. We get told time and time again that stuff like sex and everything else is a construct. And yet these people live in a world that somebody else has told them exists. Or a construct. And there, that's where we have the biggest issue that I see on a daily basis. The fact that nobody understands they are living in this construct. And they're acting like a caricature in a computer game, which makes them a caricature of being a human. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then. This is what I'm about to talk about now was in, it is inevitable. It also is necessary. It has to happen this way in order for us to turn this stupidity around. How many of you heard of Teresa Sue Klein of Flatbush, Brooklyn? She's a white lady, Caucasian, if you will. She was in a convenience store when a mother and her two children went in and went past her. The mother and the two children were black Americans. Klein then got highly upset, claiming that the 9-year-old boy had sexually assaulted her by grabbing her posterior. And she immediately made a scene and called 911 for the police, demanding that the little boy be arrested for sexually assaulting her. Then they all went outside, where bystanders got verbally involved, with Klein maintaining that I was just sexually assaulted meme, and multiple cell phone videos showed a little boy and his younger sister wailing at the top of their lungs, obviously scared. Upon perusing the store video, we see that the boy went past Klein with both hands in plain view, but his oversized backpack, because he goes to school, he's probably, I think, 9 years old, third grade maybe, may have brushed against her. She was sexually assaulted by a backpack from L.L. Bean and some textbooks. Fortunately, no arrests have been made. But wait a minute. Didn't we just have the new normal put out in front of us? Isn't there supposed to be a template by which we operate and make sure everything happens? Shouldn't the FBI be involved? Maybe do a background check on him? Maybe when he was at school in the third grade. Maybe for lunch, he had a little too much root beer. Maybe he tickled, or maybe he even kissed a girl. The FBI should definitely do a background check. Or two, or three, or seven. Then we have this. A six-year-old boy was suspended from kindergarten for sexual harassment. Namely, he kissed a girl, a classmate. This means that when I was six, that I was a sexual harasser, because we all kissed each other in kindergarten. It was a blast. When I say we all kissed each other, girls kiss boys. Yeah. Kindergarten kids kissing each other occasionally happens because they're imitating their parents. And incidentally, if a kindergarten girl walks up and kisses a boy, nobody gets suspended. And a whole lot of that depends on whether there is a feminist around. Maybe you remember back when feminists promoted the idea of taking your daughter to work for a day, but then they had a fit because some of the parents also decided to take their boys to work. Or I don't know what they were supposed to do if all they had were boys. You know, if they had a daughter and there was, you know, the daughter was a, you know. They're feminists who hate all men, deeply hate all men. If you haven't seen the movie The Red Pill, maybe you should. Some even wish there was a concentration camp set up where all men could be placed. Not so shocking when you consider that many feminists originate from a Marxist background. I saw something on Facebook yesterday. Was it Facebook? Yeah, it was Facebook. Saw something on Facebook where a feminist, she got out there and made this statement. Or was it Twitter? I don't remember what it was. It was one of those places. Whatever it was one of those fine social media cesspools. One of them got out there and said, if you are breastfeeding your son, you should stop because you are training him to be a rapist. You're making it okay for him to touch a woman's body. There are feminists who hate little boys, seeing them as future rapists. And for me, that is especially troubling because I have a brand new grandson. And his mother does breastfeed him because she believes in that. And I support her wanting to breastfeed him. That's fine. I got no issues with that. That's the way my father was raised, you know, back in the 30s and the 40s. And I mean, that's because that's what they had. It's not something like breastfeeding. Where did that come from? Okay. These feminists are looking at my grandson now as a future rapist. I would really like to analyze any male who grew up with a feminist mother. Maybe it's like that guy who round kicked the girl that was just filming him in Canada. If you ever see somebody that's getting ready to twist their body really seriously like this guy did, because he did a little hop and then he put one foot behind him, and there's a round kick coming your way when that happens. When they twist like that, they're torquing up their body and they're going to throw it down, just like he did. And if you want to knock him on his posterior, then you just go towards him. You just run into him and hit him with your hip. And then you can look at him and say, I thought we were going to do the hokey pokey. You put your left hand in, you put your right hand out. I don't know what was going on. But whatever was going on, I didn't know. So, there you go. Something like that. Anyway, that's just my, yeah. Camille Paglia put it really famously and succinctly. She said, they're insane. Literally insane. And all you have to do is listen to them and or read their literary output, which is chock full of paranoia and delusion and scary thought. And they're literally all over the place. If it wasn't so bad, it would be funny. It would be funny. Now, this also brings us up with this other little part here, too, where This is where you believe the woman. The woman's saying, I was raped. And this is sort of a really interesting case study, if you will, where we get to look at this and say, okay, she's saying she was raped. She's saying she's been sexually assaulted. We see on video that she was hit by a book bag. Okay. So, having said that, well, this woman continued her rant against the child as other customers defended him. And the next day, the woman returned to the store, saw the store security video of her assault, and apologized. And that seemed to touch off more things. It touched off some emotional backlash among other black men inside the store. One said, apology don't solve people's problems, man. If it was me, I would have been incarcerated by now. But women defenders will defend. Women have been victimized for so long, you can't blame them for a little mistake. Of course not, right? They can't, you know, you're accusing a 9-year-old of sexually assaulting you. It's just an innocent little mistake. So what if an innocent man is vilified, smeared, or even incarcerated? They deserve it because they're men. So what if the cops had been more involved showing the woman the child was innocent? They're cops by definition, which is bad because they're probably male. So what if the cops and the judge are slow to react with a, you know, when a real case of sexual assault occurs because Wolf has been called too many times? They're just man or evil conservative man. Hashtag me too. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my pops while I'm tossing all the wisdom he shared.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com. Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.